This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hi, it's Amy Newmark with three of my favorite episodes for you from last June about fatherhood, the miracle of finding love, and about being a female PhD student in the field of engineering.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and it's Friend Friday, and today I am so excited to introduce you to the CEO of Dress for Success Worldwide, Joy Gordon. Now, Dress for Success is a wonderful nonprofit that helps women to support themselves and their families, and that's why we are supporting them with royalties from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Empowered Woman. So, Joy, welcome. Thank you so much for coming on the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast.
Amy, I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
So, Joy Gordon joined the team at Dress for Success back in 1999. And 3 years after that, she took over the helm at Dress for Success Worldwide. Now, under Joy's leadership, the organization has expanded from one location in Manhattan to being a global entity in 160 cities, 30 countries. They've served up empowerment to more than 1 million women by giving them the tools they need to achieve economic independence. Joy received her BA and her JD from the University of Oklahoma, and she and her husband have two children and live in Queens, which is part of New York City. So Joy, I think most people have heard of Dress for Success, but many people don't know exactly what it does and how huge it is. So why don't you tell us, because I certainly didn't know how big it was until we started working with you.
I agree with you. I think a lot of people have heard of us, and most people think of us as the organization you give your suits to, and that we, in fact, give that suit to a woman who's going on an interview so that she can look and feel dressed for success. And although that is still a core component of who we are as an organization, we are so much more than a suit today. This is an organization that not only helps a woman land a job, but more importantly, we help her keep her job. And then we allow her, through the tools we give her, to start to empower herself so that she can thrive in work and in life. And so it's just a whole host of services we provide to her, everything from resume writing, boot camps, leadership development, financial literacy coursework, health and wellness seminars. We teach women what it means to give back to their community and how to be engaged. And just really, really full circle services to working women to ensure that she's ready and that she begins to climb the rungs on the ladder. And so it's all about helping women feel empowered, and that's why our partnership with Chicken Soup for the Soul just felt right.
That is so interesting. So do you have an example of a person who came in and who availed herself of all of your different services and how it worked out for her?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and that's more common than not. So, many women do come here, and what they need is the suit for the interview because they have nothing to wear. And more importantly, it's not just that they have nothing to wear. They're struggling with self-esteem issues and confidence issues. And so the suit is a tool in helping her look at herself in the mirror and see the woman that she knows she is. And so some women, what they really need is the suit, and they also need the suit of confidence, right? But for other women, once they get into Dress for Success, they realize that this is an organization that's going to really help launchpad her journey. And so they then tap into all the other programs we operate and afford herself of all the skills that are going to help herself develop herself into a career woman. And I've watched women over the years who have joined our programs and then started to see success in their job and in their life, in their how they raise their children, their children's journeys. And so we like to think that this is so much more than helping the woman who comes to Dress for Success, that if we have in almost 21 years helped over 1 million women get back to work, the greater number is really that there's probably 3 million plus children out there now who moms work, who are role models in their home. And now these children's lives will not be lives of poverty. So, you know, when we change her life, we change the entire trajectory of the family.
Yeah, that's incredible. It starts with a suit and it changes multiple lives. And that makes so much sense because then those kids see the possibilities out there for them. So how can people help? Like, I know there are collection centers where people can drop off clothing, but tell us all the different ways that members of the public can help Dress for Success and help your clients.
Absolutely. So first, every single woman, I'm sure, has something in her closet that she could give to another woman that'll make that woman feel and believe that she's ready to succeed. So it feels like spring today, at least here in New York, for the first day in a long time. But this is the time when most people start to clean out their closets. And I would ask everyone, every woman, to go into your closet and pull out something that if you had the most important interview of your life tomorrow, take that item out of your closet and donate that to Dress for Success. Let that be some other woman's suit of armor. Let that be her life jacket that she'll wear and watch her succeed. And so I want you to go into your closets and clean them out. But then I want you to think about how much more can you give to other women to help them succeed. And that comes in the form of volunteering. We often need what we call personal shoppers, women who work one-on-one in our boutiques, helping the women dress for success. We need career specialists, coaches in our career hubs to do mock interviews, review resumes. And then we need speakers at our professional women's group meetings where we are working with women who are now working to give them the tools they need so they can succeed on the job. And so there are just so many, I think, entry points in how you can get involved with an organization like Dress for Success or any organization in your community. There are so many worthy causes and so many ways to get involved and engaged. I think, first of all, you just have to do it.
I think that's great. So you talked about speakers. Obviously, these are people who volunteer their speaking services. They're not paid for it.
Yes.
That would be a great way to practice also.
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
And I could see myself practicing, say, some new speech that I was preparing to give and going to Dress for Success and saying, okay, ladies, you're my first audience, so be kind. And then we're all in it together and they're helping me as much as I'm helping them.
Absolutely. You will have the most forgiving and loving eyes from the women of Dress for Success. They are so very grateful for anyone who stands in front of them and is willing to share and willing to teach them what they may not know. And so we love the opportunity to bring, you know, fairly new talent into our organization to be speakers. And then there are some extraordinary authors, subject matter experts, to lend their time and talent to our organization to help our women really put their best foot forward.
That sounds really good. Now, are you in every state and in every Canadian province?
I'm not sure if we are not in at least two or three states. We're literally everywhere around the United States in all the major metropolitan cities. And but there's about two or three states that we don't have a footprint in yet, and not in, I don't think, every province in Canada, but soon coming. We have an explosion of growth happening at Dress for Success. And as you talked about in the intro, when I first got here, we were in the basement of a church on West 4th Street in New York. And to see where we are today and to know that we are now 163 offices in 30 countries around the world, and the interest in bringing Dress for Success to even more countries is extraordinary. I think where women are in the world today is probably where women were in the world in the United States 20 years ago. So the women's movement is so strong and so powerful now. I can see any and every country in which women are either ready to get back to work or finding their voice, wanting to have a Dress for Success, which is really not about clothes, but about confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is going to be our platform. It's not about clothing. It's really about confidence.
Yeah, and you can find the collection points all over to give away that wonderful interview suit. I had my hair done the other day, and there was a big poster in the window of the hair salon, that they're a collection point. I took a photo of it. I was so thrilled to see it. We're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we're going to discuss some tips that Dress for Success shares with its clients.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Okay, we're back with Joy Gordon, the CEO of Dress for Success Worldwide, which is the nonprofit organization we're supporting with royalties from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Empowered Woman. So Joy, can you share some advice that you give your clients at Dress for Success? Because I have a feeling that your advice will pertain to all of us.
Well, you know, what I like to tell the women who I have the opportunity to meet is, you know, a lot of the women who come here, they have gone through a lot of hardship. They are the most resilient women I've ever met in my life. Yet they continue to have to overcome obstacle after obstacle. And so in some situations, they're not feeling 100% about themselves and their abilities. And I strongly encourage our women, all women, you know, surround yourself with others who are succeeding. My mother always told me, you are the company you keep. And so if you want success in your life, you need to be around other people who strive for the same thing you're desiring. If you're the smartest person in the room, then that's the saddest room on the planet. You need to be around people who are smarter than you, who are striving for things greater than you, and that'll help you strive even further. So I keep telling women, you know, keep learning, keep reaching, keep dreaming. You know, sky's the limit. And that applies to both work and just in life for women. And so those are the kind of things we give women. It's the kind of tips you'd give to your sister or your aunt or your niece. You know, it's done in love and kindness, but we really want women to see themselves as beautiful, strong, confident women, and we want them to start to believe in themselves. You have to believe in yourself first before anyone else can believe in you.
Well, I think that's perfect, and that's exactly what we're doing in this book that we have with you guys, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Empowered Woman. And I love the fact that in the book we have those stories about the really big things in life, you know, women overcoming, getting out of an abusive relationship or getting out of poverty. Or we have women who just had something like they had to learn to change a light bulb by themselves, you know, instead of waiting for their husband to get home. So it's everything from everyday empowerment to huge life-changing moments. And I think it applies to everybody. And I'm so happy to have your foreword for the book where you talked about some of the stories that you loved in the book and you shared some stories from your clients at Dress for Success. How does it feel to you to be part of Dress for Success? It must be so great to go to work every day.
It is. Listen, this is. I said this to my the chairman of my board the other day. I said, when I took this job now some 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago, I said in my cover letter that I'd never treat this as a job. It'd be my mission. And I said to her, you know, the day that this becomes a job, I don't want it. I love being a part of Dress for Success. This is one of the greatest things that I could have ever done with my life. And it has shaped me into the person, the woman, the mother, the wife that I am today. I am more compassionate and more caring about everybody in my sphere. And so this is my purpose and my passion is to be part of helping women succeed in life. And I found it at Dress for Success. And I feel very fortunate.
You know, that's what I always say about Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's the same thing that every day I go to work, feeling like I'm making a difference to people. And it's made me more compassionate and more caring because You and I are both exposed to so many stories from men and women who had to overcome huge obstacles, problems, illness, financial problems, deaths in their families, whatever those obstacles were. And I find it makes me so much more grateful for what I have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can, you know, and we're all going to go through something in life. Sometimes your tragedy may not be as large or appear as large as someone else's, but it's all a perspective, right? So we're all going to go through something. And so that's why I love this book. I've had the opportunity now, I'm probably about a quarter of the way through. You're not going to read 101 stories all at one time. So you're going to sit down and you might do 4 or 5 stories or 10 stories. But you can find a little bit of yourself in every story. Your story may not be the same, but the obstacles and the challenges feel similar to all of us. So it's such a great book, and I love that, you know, it's a book about, you know, it might start out with some sadness, but it always ends in joy. And that's what this book is about. It's about living, you know, reading through other people's pain and their perseverance and seeing how they get on the other side. And I think it gives you hope. That's what this book is. It's really a book about the empowered woman, but it's really a book of hope.
Yeah, and we can provide hope by going into our closets and finding that outfit in there that we're really not wearing, that still looks great and could be someone else's blessing. That's what I always say. Go into your closet and say, what am I holding on to that could be someone
right.
else's blessing? And take that to your local Dress for Success collection point.
And trust me, your suit, your gently used or nearly new or older suit will be brand new to her. And that'll be the suit that she'll walk into the interview and she'll land her job. And it'll be because of you. And that's what I think is very special about this organization. You can, in fact, give something tangible to another woman and it will mean more than you would have ever imagined.
I think that's great. I always, when I'm giving stuff to the thrift shop, I always think about the women who are going to come and shop for the items that I'm dropping off. And it makes me feel so good because I actually have a mental image of this woman I'm helping. And so it feels great. I really feel like I'm giving to a person. So Joy, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so thrilled that we did this Empowered Woman book together and that we're supporting your organization, Dress for Success, with it.
Amy, I can't thank you anymore from the time you called and offered this opportunity to Dress for Success. It's certainly a huge awareness campaign for our organization, and it allows us to align ourselves with Chicken Soup for the Soul, and that's powerful. So thank you for this.
Well, thanks. And thanks, everybody, for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today with Joy Gordon. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Empowered Woman. And you can learn more about Dress for Success at www.dressforsuccess.org.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.